Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Now, even though we have a ton of submissions, I'm throwing myself in the fire again. And people are like, Wood, it's me. And it's Friday, so I'm going to keep it light. Even though I don't feel, it's not totally light. Because I do think I'm a jerk for what I did.
You better not butter nobody up talking about it's light. No, if you the jerk, you the jerk. Fine. And am I the jerk doesn't always go light, even though the topic might feel light.
Basically, I did something to someone I wouldn't want done to me, which is why I think I'm the jerk.
Well then, now elaborate.
I like to shower when I get done working out because, you know, I go to Princeton and then I go do like hot yoga somewhere and I'll do hot Pilates.
You don't shower when you're at Princeton. You shower at the crib, right?
If I go to Princeton, I'll do weights. I'll shower at home. But same. If I go to a sauna, like a hot yoga, then I'll shower there because I am drenched.
I'd always rather.
Drenched.
Princeton club or not, I'd always rather shower at home.
I do too, but unless I'm leaving a sauna and I'm drenched. Right?
Okay, anyway.
I don't want to drive home soaking wet.
Got it, but I digress.
Yes, so I shower. So I get in the shower at this place where I'm doing my hot yoga. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ooh, quick shower. And I usually just do a body shower so I can drive home and not be gross, okay?
Sure,
now,
sure.
I know I'm telling you TMI, but this all feeds into the story,
It's
part of the story.
Right.
So I walk into the shower the other day at this. There's one shower in this place. It's a
single
small
stall?
Little place. Yep.
Okay.
And there's always body wash that the place leaves for people who want to shower.
Complimentary washings.
Yeah, like hotels and Princeton Club has theirs. You know, we got it all. We got soap and everything.
Right.
Well, somebody had left their shampoo in the shower. Like a woman.
Shampoo.
Like a woman had left her personal shampoo.
Her own shampoo.
And I saw it and I went,
oh, this is the good stuff.
And I went, don't do it. Don't do it. You always wash your hair at home. You don't do it. You just two body shower. Don't do it, Allie. And I went, I'm doing it. And I'm like, shampoo's so expensive. As women, we go out of our way sometimes to get really good shampoo. And we know how much it costs. We spend a lot on our hair.
I know how much it costs.
Which is why it's disrespectful to take someone's shampoo without asking when we're women. And we pay a lot for that stuff.
You stole someone's shampoo.
I used her shampoo.
And you stole shampoo.
It gets even funnier.
Keep it honest.
And you think the story's over? It's not.
Uh-oh.
So I wash my hair, which I never do at this place. And I come out full soaking wet hair. I'm all clean.
You feel fresh. Your hair smells like somebody else's shampoo.
Mm-hmm. At the same time. Kid you not, woman turns the corner that I know and goes, oh, are you out? Did I leave I left my shampoo in there.
Somebody you know? Oh, girl, I think I left my shampoo in there. Did you see it? And you're like, no, never seen it.
Hair smells so good, soaking wet as I come out of this room.
I don't use shampoo.
No, not at all.
What's that, shampoo? Nope, never heard of her.
But if somebody came and used my expensive shampoo, it's on, boy. And women know what I'm talking about.
How expensive would you say the shampoo was?
I pay $30 to $40 for a tiny bottle.
I know them little bottles expensive for no reason.
You see how much Aveda and all these things cost? You can put $150 on two bottles of shampoo.
I'm pretty sure my wife spent $100 for less than 60 ounces of any ounce of any shampoo and conditioner. And I said,
part.
Huh? How much?
That's for part.
It's her brand, though. Mm-hmm. It's her brand, and I'm not against it. Whatever. I use it, too.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So the question is, then I started giggling because I went, oh, geez, I not only use another woman's shampoo knowing if somebody used mine, it'd be on.
You'd be mad. You'd be
because
mad.
I knew somebody had accidentally left it. I'm not dumb. There's never shampoo in the shower. And I was like, oh. So I took it apart. I basically used her shampoo and then had to. Yeah.
I'm a dumb it down. Allie stole someone's shampoo.
Am I the jerk for using her shampoo? That is, and I left there and I was like, this is such a jerk move because I would not want it done to me. And that's why I'm admitting it. But you might say, well, it's not that serious. Well, it is when you spend a lot of money on it.
It isn't that serious. And honestly, I wish I could really say not the jerk because I don't think you are until I thought of this one solid point. The only thing that inspired you to wash your hair when yep. you normally don't.
I never wash my hair when I just do a body shower. Never.
Is the fact that somebody else's shampoo was there.
I took advantage of somebody that left some stuff behind.
And it was like you have this
such
like
a jerk.
You had this kleptomaniac tick to which, just steal it and use it and I got to.
Which is ironic because I've never stolen anything in my life.
You stole a little squirt of her poo.
I've never even shoplifted, guys. I'm one of those people who's just like, I'm the unicorn that never shoplifted. Like, there's a few of us out there. Never in my life.
Hey, can't say never now. You stole, bruh. You the jerk. You normally don't wash your hair. I'm standing on. I would have said not the jerk okay. because I'm like, oh, yeah, whatever. That's her fault for leaving it there.
For leaving the shampoo. But no, shampoo's not cheap. Well, and somebody texted in and said, not the jerk, but ooh, what if someone planted Nair in that bottle as a joke and Bald Alley came out? Ooh.
Dog.
Don't freak me out. Don't make me paranoid. I'm already paranoid.
I mean, it's real. Somebody, did it as a prank?
They asked, did you tell her you used it?
Did you?
I'll save it for the end. After we get the answers, I'll tell you if okay, I told her. Because okay. when I came out, she went, did I leave my shampoo in there? And I went, rah, roll.
That's a really good point, actually. You know what?
Somebody said, I love how the I am I the jerk has become a confession session for Allie.
It really has. It really has.
I confess about my kids. I confess about my... Listen, I don't try to do bad things.
Bad things just find Allie. Right.
Like shampoo.
Yeah, the shampoo bottle found her.
Am I the jerk for using her shampoo? Stop texting in, you stole computer mice. Stop.
We're seeing a pattern here, y'all.
Maybe I'm delusional and I have shoplifted. Maybe I'm on another planet. I don't know.
Am I the jerk? Gonna get interesting. We'll take your calls and your texts next.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Yes, it's me. Hi. I was at the gym. I was drenched from my hot yoga session and I wanted to shower, but then somebody had left their shampoo in the shower, which is not normal, and I used it. And then I realized I was a jerk. And then she came out and said, did somebody, I left my shampoo in there. And I went,
oopsies.
And I know how much we spend on shampoo. So am I the jerk for using her shampoo?
I mean, I'm not the jerk, but you might get your gym membership revoked for stealing.
Stop it. All right, let's go to Kelly in Sussex. Let's start with our girl this morning.
Oh, you trying to get buttered up,
you
huh?
You think that I'm trying to fix the lines, maybe? Mm-hmm. Maybe so. Maybe I am. Kelly.
Good morning.
It's not
Kelly.
Lost upon me. We're friends, and I put you on for this. I mean,
Kelly, I'm going to need you to be 10 toes and be honest. What do you think? Is she the jerk?
I'll be honest, she's a jerk.
Hey, that's it. Why did I bring you on for this?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, explain for her.
She knows, because she knows.
It's
Go
expensive.
On.
Like Allie said, good shampoo is very expensive.
Don't play
and
with
the
that.
Fact that she came back for it. Is even worse.
Just shows how awesome it is.
That is true. She did come back for it.
Somebody said I'm a baby jerk because the real jerk move would have been stealing the whole bottle. See,
true.
I'm a baby jerk.
You just took a little bit of poo, not the whole bottle. Not the whole sham, just a little poo.
Just a dime size.
Just a blop of poo, not the whole sham.
All right, so Kelly, you say I'm the jerk for using the shampoo.
Yeah, all right,
noted.
Sorry.
That's fine.
That's okay. One. All right, bye, Kelly.
Can't even depend on my own friends in a time like this. Unbelievable.
So not even my homies. Dang.
Damn, y'all. Maddie's in New Berlin. Maybe somebody in my hood will agree with
Maybe
me.
Maybe a neighbor.
Hi, Maddie.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, neighbor. Is Allie the jerk for stealing the shampoo?
Ooh, look at that butter, y'all.
No, you're not the jerk. No.
And it worked. Checks, not the jerk.
Checks in the mail.
Now explain yourself. Yeah, why, Maddie?
Why?
It's a bottle of shampoo. It's not that serious. One squirt of shampoo is not that big of a deal. It, like somebody else said, it wouldn't be it'd be a big deal if you stole the bottle. Mm. But one squirt of shampoo, I would have done the same thing, girl.
Well, it was so. What you spent maybe $2 out of their pocket? Maybe you think how much? How much do you really think you squirted out of that dot?
Probably. Well, let me do the, hold on, calculator.
Calculator.
Actually, we can calculate this. Okay, so let's just say the bottle of shampoo cost $50.
$50.
It's a small one like the ones I use, right?
Sure.
And you divide that by,
I don't know, 50.
15.
You're asking the guy that doesn't know
I
numbers?
I basically spent about $4.
$3.33 worth of
shampoo. And $4 adds up. I'm sorry.
$4 adds up.
You know what they say, though? You snooze, you lose.
If she thought it was that important to her, if she wouldn't have left the shampoo. Actually, I hate that Maddie's making me agree with her. Maddie, you got to go.
Mm-hmm. I don't hate it. I love it, actually.
Hey, we're split now, though, Maddie. Appreciate your call.
See you later.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
This is what cracks me up about people. They text in on our text line and say, jerk, but not going to lie, I do the same thing.
Bruh, I don't think I would. I don't know if I trust the environment I'm in, because like somebody texted, what if they're pranking? What if they're messing with her? What if there's just sick people out there putting hair dye? Maybe it's not nair, but maybe it's hair dye. And you don't want your hair. Now, Allie.
Now I'm in trouble.
Your blonde hair is blue. Mm-hmm. What you gonna do? Now people calling you Christina with the blue hair.
Somebody said, I'm sorry, the Lord is spending $50 on shampoo. My max is 10. Yeah, and we know what we get for that. I know how my hair breaks off. It's frizzy as hell. I know you get what you pay for with shampoo. And unfortunately, as women, we've learned to learn that. And you care or you don't care about your hair. And I'm not saying you can't. I use the cheap stuff sometimes, too.
Let me speak for
but
my fellas.
I know how it affects my hair, man.
Because if we took better care of our hair, too, I think our hair would be more luxurious than it is. So, yeah, no. Not knowing now what I wish I knew then, especially with my wife and how much she spends with her hair products, yeah, it's expensive.
Who said it's gateway poo? Catch Allie rummaging the lockers next. It's the gateway shampoo.
Ooh, Allie's now a shampoo criminal.
Come on, and they said you might be a jerk if you constantly have to ask the listeners if you're a jerk.
We got a new Picasso.
Move over, Sammy. Allie's in town. All right, last but not least, a dude.
Is this real?
Tony's in Racine, the mascot McMahon.
Are we doing this?
Yeah, we're doing it.
All right.
He wears a hat every day.
All right.
What's he know about shampoo?
Tony.
Tony.
Good morning. What up?
Well.
Let's just get right into it. Allie, you a jerk.
Get off my line.
Get off your line.
I told
don't,
you.
Don't be mad. I'll call it how I see it. You
say what you wish for.
Why? And then I'll tell you what the woman said when I came out, if I actually told her I used it. That's the finale to this. So go on, Tony. Why
okay,
am I the jerk?
The reason you a jerk is because you intentionally knew that it is expensive, and you would not want somebody using your stuff.
Correct.
So don't assume it's okay to use other people's stuff without asking. Regardless what she said after the fact, it's the principle you did not ask for permission.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, received.
Correct. So I'm the jerk. Fine. Well, then I will finish up and tell you, not only did the woman say, did I leave my shampoo in there, it was my good friend. The irony, I didn't know it was her shampoo.
You didn't know it was her
it
shampoo?
It was my very good friend who was also there, and I did not know. And so she just texted me and said, she knew. I told her, I said, oh my God, I just used your shampoo and I was feeling bad. And I thought, you know, I didn't know whose it was. And now it's yours. It's even worse.
It's worse now. It's less worse now, in my opinion. That's the homie.
She doesn't care. And she texted me and said, you stole my shampoo, boo, laughy face. And she said, I left it overnight. You are not the jerk. My fault for forgetting. It. I love you. I love you too, boo. Mwah.
Oh, the fact that she left it overnight, that means something.
But what do your homies do? They come in and they save you even when you're wrong.
Even when you're wrong.
They don't ask questions and they just come pick you up from jail. And that's what she did. So thank you, Christine. She just picked me up from jail and said, I'm not the jerk.
No matter, even though Tony just put you in jail.
Even though I am. It's not the point.
Tony, we tried.
Oh, he's still in jail. Don't worry about it.
Shampoo jail.
Get out of here, man.
Shampoo jail.
All right.
Hey, well, this conversation is terminated. Goodbye.
Bye. Peace, man.
Tony is too much.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so I'm the jerk, fine.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.